Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name tonight. Own me, use me. We come before you today. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands and give the Lord the praise. And clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4. So where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Welcome everyone here tonight. As I speak briefly on the word, the need for power. Light has come, and the glory of God is risen through power. This is also our month of the anniversary of Dunamis International Gospel Center. And Dunamis itself means power. So most times in November, we deal on the subject of power. Our objective is to understand, just like the topic, the need for power. The subject of power is a very, very sensitive subject. And when power is mentioned, many things come to mind. There are different kinds and dimensions of power. First, there is physical power. Brute power. The power of muscles. Second, there is intellectual power. The power of books. The power of information. Third, there is emotional power. The power of the mind, of the will, of the emotion. Fourth, there is financial power. The power of money. Fifth, there is military power, political power, all right, military power rather. There's military power. The force of the military. Six, there is political power. The power of rulership, the power of governance. Seven, very terrible, diabolic power, diabolic, satanic power. And then number eight is spiritual or divine power. Spiritual or divine power. That is our emphasis tonight. For the avoidance of doubt, that is what we are dealing with tonight. Spiritual or diabolic power. Spiritual or divine power. And that is superior to all the other powers. Now, apart from diabolic or satanic power, to some extent, let me say, 5/8 of these powers is mandatory. It's important. It's vital. And I'll tell you why. First is the physical power. You need a strong body, a sound mind, and a fervent spirit to fulfill a solid destiny. Say that again. You need a strong body, a sound mind, and a fervent spirit to possess a solid destiny. The body must be strong. The mind must be sound. The spirit must be fervent. So you need that physical power. That physical power. That energy of the body. That agility. So that your destiny does not slip through your hands. Exploits belong to the strong. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. And they shall do exploits. So in case you are here, you are a victim of weakness. Maybe you might be encouraged to do some exercise. Even if it is walking, cycling, whatever it is. So that you don't allow your body to just degenerate like that. So we need the physical power. Of course, we need the intellectual power. To be knowledgeable is to be marketable. What you know determines what you show. When we talk about intellectual power, it's not necessarily, well, the power of books is there, but you must know. Whatever you do whatever you do with your life, you must do it at the top of your range. That knowledge, that intellectual power is important. And of course, we need the emotional power. That is the power that makes you not to sink before challenges. That is the power that makes you move with audacity. That is the power that makes you move with ferocity. The Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent taketh it by force. That is the power that makes you have a mind that is forceful. That is the power that makes you to rise up again, even if you went to the floor. Am I communicating at all? That is the power that makes you refuse to take no for an answer. That is what makes you to be a stranger to fear. That is what makes it impossible for the devil to catch your tears. Did you hear what I said? Makes it impossible for the devil to catch your tears. That is what makes you to keep on moving in spite of opposition. There are people, they are emotionally weak. Every little thing makes them cry. Every small thing is better to die. I pray that God will give me the time for us to deal with each of them one by one. And then of course, firstly, we need financial power. The Bible says money answereth all things. Financial power. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But where there is no money, the vision perish. Vision without provision equals frustration. That is, you are totally frustrated. Anointing minus money equals annoyance. That is what Archbishop Benson the host has said. You are annoyed. You know what to do, but how is it? The spirit is willing, but the pocket refuse. Hallelujah. So that is needed.
So we need the physical power, the intellectual power, the emotional power, the financial power. And of course, as a nation, we need a military power. We need a political power, correct political power, authentic political power. And then the fifth one that we need as individuals is spiritual power. That is where we turn our focus on this evening. Spiritual power will consume our attention. Spiritual power, divine power. Why do we need spiritual power? So when I say power, while I speak, I'm referring majorly to spiritual power, even though it could apply to any of the other powers, but I'm referring majorly to spiritual power. So number one, why we need power, number one. Power puts us in command and in control. Okay, say it like this. Puts us in command, in control, and in charge of the affairs of life. Puts us in command, puts us in control, puts us in charge of the affairs of life. In Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Power puts us in command, puts us in control, puts us in charge. And like we just read, which is a popular quote from Gustavo Morris Cerullo, "All truths are parallel." The most powerful nations in this world are majorly in control and command of many things. America, for example. Power puts us in command, puts us in control, puts us in charge. If it looks like things are out of your control, spiritually and otherwise, as if the things of your life are out of your control, what you are in need of is power. Primitive spiritual power, ancient spiritual power. Power puts us in command, puts us in control, puts us in charge. Number two, power guarantees victory in battle. Apart from being in command, apart from being in control, apart from being in charge, power guarantees victory in battle. Power gives us victory in battle. Daniel chapter 11, verse 25. He said, "And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south." With a great army. "And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand." Why? Because the other one stirred power and stirred courage against the kings of the south. Joshua chapter 17 and in verse 17 to verse 18, Joshua speaking to the children of the house of Joseph, and Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "Thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." Why? Because you are a people of power. If battle overwhelm you, it is because power is small. Proverbs 24 verse 10. He said, "If you faint in the day of battle, it's because thy strength or thy power is small." We need spiritual power. We need Holy Ghost power. We need the power of God to win battles against witchcraft, to win battles against the occult, to win the battles of ancestral and generational curses, to win the battles against evil people that you confront in the office. It takes power to win the battle of affliction. The devil put an affliction in your body as a battle. You have heard someone battling with hypertension, battling with stroke, or battling with cancer, or battling with this or that. To win the battle, whatever that battle is, power is needed. And I speak to someone here today, in any form of battle here tonight, I decree and I prophesy, that battle shall bow. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. Say a loud most believers, amen. Look at your neighbor by your side and tell them your battle shall bow to power. Shout the loudest, amen. Power guarantees victory in battle. Number three, and that is what we just read. Power guarantees territorial enlargement. Territorial enlargement. Power gives us the capacity for territorial expansion and extension. It guarantees territorial enlargement. It guarantees territorial enlargement. It gives us the capacity for expansion and for extension. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. That was what we read concerning the sons of Joseph just now in the book of Joshua chapter 17 verse 17 to 18. They said their place was too small for them. And Joseph told them, you are a great people and you have power. So you won't have one lot only. You need more land? Move with your power. The mountain shall be yours. It is wood and you shall cut it down. And the outgoings of it. And then you will drive out the Canaanites. So you can enlarge your territory. Is God speaking to somebody here? Don't forget this. You don't enlarge territory without engaging the enemy. If the world you live in is too small for you, there is an enemy to engage in order to expand. You don't enlarge territory without engaging the enemy. If the world you live in is too tiny for you, there is an enemy to engage to enlarge your territory. I've remained at this level of my life for too long. I've remained in this financial realm for too long. I've remained in this business realm for too long. I've remained in this ministry realm for too long. I need to expand and extend. Then you engage the enemy and you do so with power. Somebody shout power. Shout it louder. Shout power. Shout it louder. Shout power. If you want to go where your father didn't go, you need to connect power your father didn't have. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? You need to connect power your fathers never had. You need to connect power your ancestors never had. Am I communicating at all? If you want to go where they haven't gone, you need to know what they haven't known and connect with power they have not connected. My earthly father was a highly, highly, highly influential person in many realms, in the financial realm, in many, many realms. He broke barriers. He did what his fathers couldn't do. For example, he pushed his people into the realm of royalty. There's a clan that is divided into two. Only this clan has been king since time immemorial. And he asked, he said, what about our side? Why is there nobody king there? Is there any challenge? No. Is there a challenge of anything? Is there anything? Because in those days, if they say this tribe is slavery tribe or this tribe is this, you can't be. They say no challenge. Why is there nobody king from there? They said because nobody has come out. He said, okay, I come out. So he stepped in there and took that seat and was there for almost 40 something to 50 years while exploding business wise, financial wise. But he had a limit. In everything, whatever he was, he had a limit. Now, we have stepped forward in knowledge, stepped forward in connection with the power of God, and stepped into realms he couldn't step into, despite all that he was able to do. Listen to me, my brothers and my sisters. If the world you live in is too small for you, you must connect with power to break forth. And that is why I speak to somebody here tonight. That power to break forth is coming upon you now. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every limitation of my life, every limitation of my destiny, every ancestral limitation, every generational limitation, I break out now. I see, aggression determines possession. Violence determines victory in the realm of the spirit. And I'm not talking of just physical violence. Violent in the spirit. I heard a story of two kings battling for a territory. After they had done physical, in those ancient kings, they've done physical battle. It was now left with who will reach that territory first. They were on the sea, canoe, paddling and going. This king was lagging behind, the other one was in front. When this one behind saw that this one in front was ahead, he cut off his hand and threw it into the land. Say, whoever stepped in there first is the one who possesses. Those were the kind of ruggedness of ancient people. Very, very ancient people. Who, whatever they wanted, they got it by any force. How much more you that have spiritual power, you that have spiritual force, is there anything you are going to trust God to step into that the devil can stop you from stepping into? I announce to you today, that place that is yours, you are stepping there now. Power. Somebody shout power. Shout it louder, say power. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. So power puts us in command, in control, and in charge. Number two, power guarantees victory in battle. Number three, power guarantees territorial enlargement. It gives us the capacity of expanse, of territorial expansion and extension in all realms. Number four, power delivers from existence in vulnerability or existence as a victim. Existence in vulnerability, captivity, or existence as a victim. When you are sufficiently connected to spiritual power, you are not vulnerable to the devil. When you are sufficiently connected to spiritual power, you don't remain in captivity. When you are sufficiently connected to spiritual power, you don't exist as a victim. No devil that wants, in secondary school in those days, that young boy that is always moving about defeated, harassable, is harassed by everybody. Everybody will beat him. But that guy with audacity, that has bold face, even if he doesn't have bold body, declare, you understand what I'm talking about? There is a way you will look in the realm of the spirit, that the devil that was not looking for anybody's trouble will look for you. Like we used to say, the face looks slappable, so it is slapped. The man looks harassable, so he's harassed. He looks frustratable, so he's frustrated. I traveled somewhere, and they kept us waiting where we shouldn't be waiting. Instead of giving
us access neatly like we have done in every, literally, 95% of countries in the world. This one, they were just wasting our time and messing up. And then some people were coming, oh, man of God, you are welcome. Those walking there, you are welcome. They bring their hand to shake. You are welcome. I said, you want me to shake you? You are wasting my time here. So you know I'm a man of God and you are wasting my time here. And you are bringing your hand for me to shake you. I won't shake you. Before you know it, they started running helter-skelter. I am in your country, but I know who I am. I'm sure they have never had such experience before. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm not saying you should be rude, but I am saying you should have audacity. You should know who you are, both in the spirit and in the physical, in the dream and in real life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. It is bankruptcy of power that make witch to leave your village all the way from your village to come to Abuja to attack you in the night. Bankruptcy of power. You have traveled to Washington. They are still following you there. You are in Germany. See yourself still in Ikorekwene. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You are here living in Lekki, and yet they are still taking you all the way back to Nsukka. Bankruptcy of power. Look at what the Bible says. Please take your seat. Look at what God said to the tribe of Esau in Genesis chapter 27, verse 40b. When Esau didn't come on time and Jacob received the blessing, see what God was speaking through Isaac to Jacob. Now, verse 39, he said, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be with the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. All right, back up a little bit so we can understand the story. Isaac had collected the blessing. Jacob. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shall thou live and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the power, then you will break his yoke from your neck. When you will have the dominion, you will cease to exist in servitude. When you will have the dominion, you will cease to function in captivity. And it shall come to pass that when thou shall have the dominion. And did this come to pass? Yes. It came to pass in 2 Kings. I believe it was chapter 18 and in verse 20. 2 Kings. Chapter 7, verse 20, sorry. 2 Kings. It said, oh really, just a moment. I thought I got this 2 Kings. This is chapter 7. Just a moment, we'll get it just now. 8:20.
in his days revolted. Edom, that is Esau, revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. There was a day that came where, in the days of Joram, where Edom said, no way. God told us almost 400 years ago that if we have power, we will not serve anymore. And they got the power and they became delivered. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, tonight, the power I speak about is setting you free from every captivity and vulnerability of hell. Anything that makes you look like you are a victim of frequent attack, a victim of frequent sickness, a victim of frequent affliction, by the power I speak tonight, you are set free. Power delivers us from existence in vulnerability. Existence in captivity, existence as a victim. Number five, power gives us voice, force, and influence in the earth. You have a voice, you are a force and an influence in the world of the spirit. In the world of the spirit, it gives us voice, gives us force, gives us influence in the world of the spirit. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 14, the Bible said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. He had not printed a handbill yet. He hadn't done one crusade yet. He had not healed a sick yet. He only returned in the power, and his fame spread through the region. Who spread the fame? Not a crusade yet, not a testimony yet, not a healing yet. His power gives you a voice. It gives you force. It gives you influence. There is something about the man of power that makes him effortlessly influential. People in political or other forms of power recognize your power. Occultic people recognize your power. I've been coming in some places and somebody will look at me and look like this. He know, I know. He know, I know. Him and me, we know ourselves. Just see me coming, just do face like this. I was preaching in the church one day. I moved in one direction. One woman, one lady just moved off. I moved where she moved. She moved again. I moved where she moved. She moved again. I said, okay, it is you I'm coming for. The devil inside. They know, I know. You know, I know. Hallelujah. I announce to you today, by the power that shall come upon you tonight, anywhere you step into, the forces of darkness will recognize who you are. The forces of darkness in your family, in your community, they will recognize who you are. They will recognize where you have come from. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat. Number six, power gives us the capacity to enforce change, to make change happen by force. You enforce change. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good. He went about enforcing change. It was changing the situations in the lives of people. Changing situations everywhere by the agency of power. If there is anything around you that needs to be changed, you confront it with power. Every situation around your life that needs to be changed, you confront it with power. Every situation around your destiny
that needs to be changed, you confront it with power. Number 6 or 7.
Power gives us the capacity to overcome resistance. When you are powerful enough and strong enough, resistance is overcomable. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 11. Anywhere there is power, there is victory. There is conquest. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. When you see power, you see conquest. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He moved to resist resistance, for God was with him. Hallelujah. If there is a resistance in front of you that you are unable to overcome, it's because the power you need, you have not got it yet. Come. Where are you from? During the construction of the glory dome, right on that side in that garden there, 12 or 16 tire tipper came and sunk in the ground. Every effort to pull it from the ground proved abortive. The more they pull it, the more it entered the ground. Come. Just it remained in the same place. Just it was just entering the ground the more. The uncle could not succeed. They brought another uncle from the other side of the construction. Still couldn't succeed. The guy remembered. So they noticed that there was a bulldozer. Now all these ones will be doing like this. So they brought one bulldozer, big one, from one side of the construction. There is one guy here, he should be equal to this task. So the guy came like this. He didn't break. He didn't go like this and back. His movement did not stop. That is how that challenge is about to move tonight. That amen is too paralyzed. That amen is too paralyzed. That thing that has not moved, that has stood your way, that affliction in your body, that family situation, that career situation, that situation of witchcraft is moving tonight by power. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Please don't ever forget that whatever resistance you experience, it is not because it cannot be overcome. It is because it has not seen sufficient power. Every resistance around your life, your family, your destiny, your career, whatever, wherever they are, it is not because they cannot be overcome. It is only because they have not encountered sufficient power. Somebody say power. Shout it loud and shout power. One day one disciple of A.A. Allen was casting out a devil.
He casted out, come out, go out. In Jesus' name, the devil remained. He looked at the devil and said, you better go now. Very soon, my father, evangelist, A. Allen, will be coming. And you know, if he arrives, you have to go. Devil advised himself. In those days, A. Allen will introduce himself. I am A. Allen. The devil was out. In case you are not aware, the A. Allen you are hearing in your kingdom, I am the one here. Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! I announce to you today that resistance around your life and your destiny, this month is not permitted to expire until that resistance expires. Shout power! Give the Lord a praise and take the final one. Power gives us the capacity, number 8, to make things work. Make things work. If things are not working, power makes them work. Actually, elementary physics defines power as the capacity to do work. And work is said to be done when an object is moved through a distance in the direction of the force. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, there was a man, a crippled man, that was quarantined at the beautiful gate for 40 solid years. All that Peter did was to apply power. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then he took him by the right hand, that power injection, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And what happened? And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Lord. Somebody say power. The man, it was not that he didn't have hands or legs, but he had legs that could not carry his weight. Legs that were not useful to him. They were non-functional legs that needed power to make them function. I was entering the reception here, and a woman was carrying a child. A driver was with me, I think one or two people. The receptionist was there. This afternoon. Boy was helpless. He's not eating, he's vomiting everything, and he's afflicted. He's not. The mother carried him helplessly like that. About, let's say, 10-year-old child. With another person there. Jesus' name, you are healed. Jesus' name, you are healed. As I turned my back to go, the boy had already jumped down from the hand of the mother. And began to run. And run towards me. I embraced him. The mother said, "Eh? You jump down? He is walking." Many years ago, we did an anointing service in the Rewan Church. This would be like 22 years ago. Brother Abel was his name. He had a Volvo that knocked engine. They did everything possible, that Volvo didn't move. So he carried the anointing that was prayed upon in the church, went and anointed Volvo engine, started it one hand. That was how mechanic was deprived of money for that season. One hand. All modalities to start that vehicle proved abortive. But you know, the Holy Ghost is a container of, the anointing oil is a transmitter of power. One day a young man shook hands with me. He came all the way from the United Kingdom.
His brother was in jail in Britain. About five of them committed a crime, which they legally committed. This boy came all the way from England. He had his dreadlock hair with which he attended the service. He came to me and said, I want to shake hands with you. I said, for what? He said, I want to shake hands with you. I shook hands with him. He said, I'm going to carry this hand and visit my brother in the prison and shake him. He carried that hand and put it on his neck. If you want to shake him, he wave you. Enter the aircraft like that. Carried his hand. Landed in Heathrow Airport. Went to the prison. Saw his brother. They say, I came to release you from this prison. I shook hands with the pastor. And I'm coming to shake hands with you. Bam! You are out. Under 24 hours, the judge called the case in a hurry. He called the case in a hurry. Wait. And the judge said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You all committed this crime. 1, 2, 3, 4. Return back to the prison. You are gone. Be released. He was out. When we went to England, we saw the guy that was released from the prison, plus his brother. Shook hands with him. He introduced me, this is my brother that I went to release from the prison. Power deo. I believe that there is somebody here today. That power we have just talked about shall be your portion. And whatever is not working around your life, whatever is not working in your body, I decree they shall walk now. We landed at the Baden airport. Young lady with pelvic fracture came and said, Pastor, I want you to just pray for me. I said, you are blessed. She said, is that all? I said, yes, you are blessed. She turned to go. Cram. Pelvic bone adjusted. She ran back. Let me tell you, there are more things that have happened than you know. Only in eternity we will know the full extent. On the spot, pelvic bone walked, normalized. Together, walked away gently. I prophesy to you, whatever is not walking, I decree they are walking now. Somebody shout power! Louder, shout power! Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. And finally, we have said the following. Please read it out with me. What will power do? Number one. Read. One to go. Power puts us in command, in control, and in charge of the affairs of life. Two. Power guarantees victory in battle. Three, power guarantees territorial enlargement. It gives us the capacity of expansion and extension. Number four, power delivers from existence in vulnerability, captivity, or existence as a victim. When you have power, you are free. Number five, power gives us voice, force, and influence in the world of the spirit. Six, power gives us the capacity to make change happen by force. Number seven, power gives us the capacity to overcome resistance. Number eight, power gives us the capacity to make things work. Finally, before we go, what is our heritage of power? Do we have any basis to expect to walk in power? What is our heritage? Number one, by being created
in the image and likeness of God, we are created for power.
By being created in the image and likeness of God, we are created for power. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and so forth. God made man in his image. Psalm 62 verse 11, once God has spoken, twice have I heard, that power belongeth to God. And if power belongs to God, then power is the privilege or the preserve of anyone who is in the likeness of God. The likeness and the image of the goat must do meh. Must. The likeness and the image of the dog must do woo, 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 woo. The likeness of the eagle must soar. The likeness of the lion must roar. The likeness of Jehovah must be a power broker. A power commander. Number two, heritage. By becoming sons of God, we connect power by sonship. By becoming sons of God, being born again. In John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, to them, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe in his name. So, if by creation the power was lost because of the fall of man, by redemption we regain the power. You heard what I said? If by creation the power was lost, by redemption we regain the power. Finally, by being filled with the Holy Spirit, we are wired for power. By being filled with the Holy Spirit, we are wired for power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Power! Micah chapter 3 verse 8, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power. Power from creation. Power from redemption. Power by the Spirit. We are wired for power. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. The other day, I was in the house, and I was told that mysteriously, one of the little pets, the cat, got paralyzed from waist down. Whether a vehicle hit it, or an object hit it, or something hit it, from the waist, all the way from here down, back leg, everything. If you touch it, it's motionless. And it lay down helpless. They had to give it food in the same position. She told me, cat is paralyzed waist down. Maybe a car ran over it. Maybe somebody hit it. Maybe something happened to it. Nobody knew. The way we are moved with compassion for man, my heart was filled with compassion for cat. I carry a bottle of oil. I say, let's go. This is my second time anointing cat. I think you know the story of the first one. The cat that was a miscat. I anointed the back, the waist down of the cat. Placed my hand on his body. Say, sorry, you here? Sorry, sorry, sorry. I don't know. There was no instant motion. Next day or so, they came and they said, cat is moving.
Nerves came back. Cart is walking. Cart is in motion. Cart is permanently healed of paralysis.
If God can heal cart,
stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. I'm not telling you theory. I am not telling you what somebody told me. You have the picture?
Yeah, the video of when it was walking.
Okay, the walking video. I wish we had a parallel. It was lying down. Hell, they threw food to it. They put food in his mouth. You know, John Wesley once prayed for his horse. In the course of their journey, the horse, maybe it was tired or something, crumbled. See, if God can heal man, he can heal horse. Move. We have not finished evangelism. Horse stood up. Journey continued. John Gillick prayed for a crippled horse too in South Africa. Not to show power, but the horse was in pain, wanting to, the owner wanted to kill it because he didn't want to see the animal writhing in pain. So John said, don't kill it. Let's pray for it. Bam! Leg healed. Pain gone. Horse walked. Beloved brothers and sisters, everywhere you go, anywhere there is a need, the power can be dispensed. Anywhere you go, everywhere there is a need, the power can be dispensed. Let me give you two counsels and then we shall be praying. You are, now, if the only thing you do with your Holy Ghost baptism is to speak in tongues without speaking in power, something is wrong. If the only thing you did with your Holy Ghost, baptism is to speak in tongues without speaking in power, something is wrong. And that thing shall be corrected now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
What is my counsel? Number one, walk in the consciousness of power. By walking in the consciousness of your heritage. Walk in the consciousness of power. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7. Walk in the consciousness of power. By walking in the consciousness of your heritage. Your life turns out according to your thought. If you think any witch can overcome you, you are right. And if you think they cannot overcome you, you are also right. Walk in the consciousness of power by walking in the consciousness of your heritage. And secondly, identify and activate factors that trigger the flow of power. Identify and activate factors that trigger the flow of power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, Hoshato Kobagadaka. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Anything you can ask, anything you can think can happen according to a power that you carry inside. Open eye and see. Shine your eye. Place the scripture. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, not according to a power that is coming from outside. According to the power that worketh inside you.
That is, there is a power inside you that knows no limits. God said, I am not about to give you something new. There is something inside you. God did not give Moses a rod. He only revealed the potential of the rod that was already in the hand of Moses. Listen with me for a minute. I have a glass of water on my left and a glass on my right. I have 3 cubes of sugar in this glass and 3 cubes of sugar in this glass. In this glass, I stir the sugar very well until there is no grain under. Everything is stirred. In this glass, nothing is there. The sugar just remained at the bottom. If I tasted the water, what will I feel? This left will taste like normal water. Even though it has something inside it that can alter its taste. Yet, because it has not been stirred, stand up on your feet. But this right hand has been sufficiently stirred. Once you taste it, you cannot claim ignorance. The difference between the power we manifest is a product of stirring. The storage is the same, but the stirring is different. The storing is the same, but the stirring is different. It's the same Holy Ghost, but different stirring. Do you remember what Paul told Timothy? In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, he said that you stir up the gift I put you in remembrance, that you do what? Stir up. Don't store it up, stir it up. Don't just let it be stored. Let it be stirred. Stir up the gift of God which is in you by putting on my hands. In the course of the month, we shall be looking at the various things to do to stir the power, to stir the matter, the things that will stir you until you become constructed rugged, until when they call your name, devil will be running. Hey! You don't need to be a pastor for that to happen. Until when they mention you, devil will be running. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your hand and say, Father, I am ready to activate the power of God in my life. I refuse to remain how I have been, where I have been. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit. It's one of the ways to stir. That is the card there. Go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Merci, ferete, sedidaya. Father, we give you the praise. Lift up your hands. Let's take that song for 2 or 3 minutes. Move over me. Spirit, move over me. Lift your hands. Lift your hands high. Move over me. Move over me. Spirit, all over me.
Lift your voice, everybody.
Move.
Over me. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. All over me. Oh. Lift your voice and sing. Move.
I begin to pray in the Spirit now for a fresh infilling of the Spirit, a fresh flow of the power.
Lift your hands now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you bring down the hand on your head and scream, I receive. I heard just now, while this brutal service was on.
Yes, sir. Reports just got to us from the medical stand that while the service was on and the words of power were being declared, a strange bird flew into the medical stand and crashed against the screen that the medical officers were watching and collapsed on the floor, immobilized.
The screen from where this brutal utterances were being made.
Yes, sir. And fell on the floor.
Nowhere else to fly into, but straight at
went the to the screen.
Yes.
The screen, like this kind of screen now.
Yes, sir.
Where they were watching, he hit that screen.
Yes, sir.
And dropped on the ground.
Dead.
Confirmed dead. Nobody touched it. It is the curiosity of the goat that will make it to go and greet hyena. Whatever it is, wherever it came from, they should send them message that there is a place not to dare.
Yes.
You are going to lift up your hands right now. Liperata sadara. Ikaparatedo kaparagaya da hazara. Let us fide korata sadine megalagadosa. You are going to lift your voice right now. That same kind of power is about to slay a witch, a wizard, a demonic power, an occultic power. The Lord kill it and make us alive.
Yes.
Can make the cat to live. I can make an evil bed to die.
Yes.
Kill it and make it alive. Kill it and make it alive. Kill it and make it alive. Lift up your hands. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you will scream at the top of your voice, I receive. And while you are screaming, I receive, you place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. And there will be a stirring of power. A stirring of power. A stirring of power to another level. Sicknesses will disappear. Afflictions will disappear. Pains will disappear. You know, I say that power gives you the guarantee of victory in battle. If you are battling with any sickness, battling with barrenness, battling with cancer, battling with blindness, deafness, whatever be your battle, it is ending now as you scream power. Lift your hands now. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, shout power. Power. Power.
when you are there.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be glorified. Wave your hands everywhere you are and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Elohika. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Something happened just now. There is power infusion. There is deliverances that took place. There are healings bodily. Something happened to you just now, positively. Just like something negatively happened to that bird and whatever it represented. Something positive happened to you. Quickly step forward here. I take 2, 3, or 4, 5 at the most, and then we'll sit down. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Someone with a pile situation that just got healed. You came here with terrible demonic presence in your system that left you. And just now, God brought somebody out of the dead, out of the pit of the grave. You knew it, you saw it. Out of the grave, out of the pit, out of death. Step forward quickly and let us hear what God has done for you. Father, thank you. While they are doing that, I like us to know that the commanding the day midnight prayers is commanding the attention of the forces of darkness and commanding their submission. Testimonies exploding. There are some testimonies we will share tonight that will shock you. Testimonies in some zeros. Now, let's take some testimonies. We have hundreds of testimonies, and it's practically impossible to take all during the commanding the day prayer time. It's impossible. So we took some yesterday at the healing service, and we are taking some now from England, UK. Sister Fumila said, praise the Lord for his power and greatness. I've been blessed by the Dunamis ministry, and I've been connected to the command the day prayers. It has been powerful. I'm trusting God for marital settlement. I'm 31, born again, still a virgin. And I've been asking God, what is happening? What is going on? Respectfully. Last night I had a dream in which two men found a statue that looked like me, deep, deep in the ground in the mud. The statue was beautiful with a smile, had a colorful dress with nice hair, but was hidden deep, deep, deep in the ground in the mud. The two men then placed the statue on a table for everyone to see it. I believe my light has come and my glory has risen indeed. No more ejection or broken engagement, only God's glory. Marital settlement, fruitfulness and beauty shall be my portion today and forever in Jesus' name. And he said, I really thank God for senior pastor who asked us to pray that God should uncover us. That's right. Those prayer points were Holy Ghost inspired indeed. I believe that God has uncovered me. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone here whose life and destiny has been buried. You see, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Wherever they buried your anointing, buried your gift, buried your star, and buried your glory, and buried your favor, I prophesy today, you are out. You are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. And every daughter of God or child of Zion that is unto the age of marriage, and the devil has deprived you of marriage, that yoke is broken right now. Testimony from the Glory Dome, Brother Henry. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his wonderful work through this midnight commanding the day prayer. The kingdom of darkness is in trouble. My mom, residing in the village of Olu in Imo State, had been complaining of strange movement and noise in the ceiling every night, as if rats or cats are having parade rehearsal. For more than 3 years, the man must be a soldier man. For more than 3 years now, on the 28th of October, I sent the link to my mom and she joined for the first time. According to her, immediately she joined. While prayer was going on, she observed that a strange movement in the ceiling
and the noise in the ceiling stopped. And since 28 till date and forever, no movement or strange noise in the ceiling. She can now sleep peacefully. Hey! Secondly, she has been having leg pain and slightly limping for more than 5 years that defied all medications. Just this morning, after a 4th November midnight commanding the day prayer, she called me that she can walk comfortably now. And she's currently taking a long distance walk to the shame of the devil. Hallelujah! Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. I announce to you today, every demonic manipulation around your life and your destiny, tonight they are arrested. Usman's favor. Good evening, sir. And I want to appreciate God that answers prayer sharp. Sir, I've been trusting God for a job since March after my NYSC. And I've been going for interviews but no positive responses. I connected to the commanding the day midnight prayers on 2nd of November 2023. And I was to attend an interview the next day, which is Friday, 3rd of November. On the 2nd of November, the senior pastor said, we should present our expectations before the altar of prayer, which I did. And prayed on my certificate. I went for my visa interview with courage for God to confirm the word of his servants. And I got a job with no experience. They said I will be trained on the job. That is, we will give you experience on the job. And I'll be resuming Monday the 6th of November 2023. This commanding your day midnight prayer shall continue till eternity. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Every embargo placed on your life is hereby lifted in Jesus' name. Two more. Uche Nachukwa, I want to return all the glory to God for healing me from terrible knee pain. On the 28th of October, I woke up with a very excruciating pain on my right knee, which resulted in sleeplessness and inability to kneel down. During the crossover night from October to November, 31st of October, after the commanding the day prayers, I noticed that there was no more pain on the knee. I can now kneel down and sleep again, and the pain disappeared forever. I want to return all the glory to God for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for this commanding the day prayers. It has really awakened our spirit and sparked a spiritual revival all over the world. How many of you believe that? God bless you, son. I prophesy upon you today. Every strange arrow in your body is returned back to hell. You are here with the same knee affliction, waist condition, any form of neck situations. They are gone in Jesus' name. And then, I thought we were taking this at the night. Give me one more. We'll take this at the night. This was meant to come up at the night. Good morning, son. I want to thank God, blessing Ferdinand. To thank the Lord for healing me of shoulder pain on the 30th of October 2023, when Dr. Paul and Nature made a declaration that all forms of affliction are cancelled, and also on the 31st of October, Abba Father just blessed me with a miracle government job that I didn't even apply for. Indeed, God is the God of the 11th hour. Everyone who is ready for the 11th hour miracle, shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the loudest, say amen. Everything you do, ensure you are in the commanded the day prayers tonight, 11:30. That prayer that testimony I said that you leave for the night is too explosive. I want you to hear it. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 11 is a financial testimony. 11:30 in the night. Today is a day of captivity turnaround. Job prayed for his friends, and God turned his captivity. We asked everybody to share the link with at least one person and involve one friend. And then trust God to turn your captivity tonight. And it shall be done. Yes, let's go.
Sister Naomi, last year, she saw herself in a dream and had a scuffle with one of her uncles. And she woke up with a deafened ear, painful, and became sickly. I had defied all medications. As we shouted, I received, said the head, the sound of the ear pop open. She can hear, and the pain has turned back to her.
Naomi, which ear? Right ear.
Left ear, sir.
Left, okay. Can you close this one? Naomi, say, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Naomi, congratulations. Lift up your hands. Did you leave Ruth behind? If you are Naomi, where is Ruth? Lift up your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone here today that has an evil implantation, a demonic arrow planted in your life, is retrieved and refired back to hell. In Jesus' name, yes.
Brother Jeremiah, has been having a running battle with demonic agent in the dream for the past 2 years. And he has been running from place to place looking for a solution, all to no avail. As we shouted, I received, she saw chain on his lamp, hand chain. He saw chain on his hand broken and on the waist broken. And he believed, he said,
chains on the hand broken, chains on the waist broken. Can somebody lift your hands and say after me, say, every evil chain, every chain of captivity around my destiny, break now in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Peter Adamadu said he has been having challenges all over. But right now, without knowing the cause of those challenges, but as we shouted, I received, the power came over him, he fell into a trance, and saw himself being put out from the grave.
Wow. I just said somebody came out of the grave.
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands. Every grave they have dug for you, in the name of Jesus, you are out of that grave. Bring him, bring him, bring him, bring him. You shall, somebody lift your hands and say, I shall fulfill my days. Say, I refuse to die before my time. I refuse to bury anybody around me before their time. In the name of Jesus.
Who is he to you? It's your elder brother.
He was afflicted with madness.
Afflicted with madness.
Who came since 1 year back in Abuja for this healing.
Wow. And
sleep in the night.
He doesn't sleep in the night.
The home church prayed for him and God delivered him. And in the night again, while I slept, I saw a...
He doesn't sleep in the night.
Yes.
And just night, God brought him out of the grave. Give the Lord a big clap. He's permanent in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. This testimony corroborates a testimony you shared within service about someone whose car had engine was knocked and then he anointed it. Our brother said he bought a Hilux and gave the Hilux to his mechanic to go and service the engine and return it. And the car came back with multiple complications that was traceable to brain box damage. He said they went around FCT, got as much as 10 different brain boxes. He couldn't start the car. So he decided to manage the car and put it at the Area 1 church. He said once the car got to the Area 1 church, they went and got another brain box. The first brain box that was brought, car began to function normally. And incidentally, his name also is Abel, like the other Abel you testified about.
Incredible. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. When the car came to the anointment prayer, it was afraid. Give the Lord a big clap of, and upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, this is very amazing. This is Usman from Katsina of the other religion. He came in company of his sister. He told me that for about two weeks now, he felt a very strange headache, and all of a sudden, he couldn't talk anymore. Became totally mute. Come, sister.
Yes.
Could only communicate by writing.
Just calm down. Just come forward, yeah.
Yes. So he wrote a note to the sister and told her, please.
Are they siblings?
They are not.
All right.
I want you to take me to your church. So they brought him in this evening, and he met with some brethren, and they prayed with him. And the brethren asked him to go and meet with the pastors and for him to pray. I don't know if actually he was prayed for, but came in for the service.
Still mute.
Still mute. Right now, tongue is loose. He can speak clearly. He said he fell under the anointing. He doesn't understand what was happening to him. This had lasted for 2 weeks, sir. The power of God loosed that.
So tongue. How did he communicate to you to bring him to church?
He's my neighbor.
How did he tell your neighbor?
He writes.
He wrote it that they should bring him here.
Yes, he finishes a polytechnic.
So bring him to your church.
Yes, sir.
Incredible. And the name is?
Usman.
Usman. Bring him the mic. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
What happened to you?
I feel a strange headache.
Then you stop talking.
Yes, I cannot talk. Anytime when I want to talk, I just feel the headache, they increase. If I want to talk, sometimes I'll just start to cry or even fell down. As I heard this, my neighbor come tell me about Dunamis Church. Though I used to see the Dunamis church, if I won't pass. But she can't tell me, same. She will carry me to the.
And you came here today. What did happen now when you come begin talk?
3 hours before the service, after we come here, the security tell us, say, Mona, just wait inside garden before the service can start. We are to enter here by 3 o'clock. So we did there. We meet some people waiting inside there. They are praying, personal prayer, four of them. So they begin to pray for me after she tell them what is happening. As they start praying, I just feel some change for my body. The headache where I never feel before. And the I not get strength at all. I just...
And now, you are talking.
Of course, yes.
The same way that car went to area one and car had no option but to walk. He came here even before service started. The devil began to advise himself to go back to where he belonged. You are here today. I don't know where to follow you. Come. It must return back to hell. And all of you in the front here, your testimonies are permanent. Will you stand up on your feet everywhere you are and lift up your hands? Tonight I'm going to pray upon the communion, but before I do so, there are those here today who are saying, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to live for Jesus. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, step forward here. The communion stewards can also come up and let's take the communion. Celebration as they come forward. Everyone in need of surrender, forgiveness of sins, rededication of you. With the dedication of your life, yes, quickly come forward. Come with your Bibles and your bags. Keep coming. One. I'll give you the count of 10. 2, 3.
Day after day.
Clap and a shout of praise. Please take your seat, people. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Also join us forward here. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You've given your life to Christ before, but you know that you are not living the way you should, and you want to live it and rededicate. Quickly step forward here also. All of you, place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Receive grace to live for God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.